So the most it happens when I start my postgraduate study. So I thought that my English was pretty good because I usually get a C right there. So I tried to write up my first conference paper to submit it internationally to a peer-reviewed paper, but I wrote a draft and sent it to my boss, which is my professor, and he proofread for me, and he correct 99% of the words of my original copy. So he intentionally turned on the tracing function in the Microsoft Word so that I can see my whole document is read. So he sent the document back to me and said that watch my wordings and learn it. I don't want to correct so many wordings in next time. So I guess since then I read a lot of papers, try to learn the way they use the words and mimic their vocabularies. So I guess this is the most memorable learning experience to me.
Do you have any memorable reading experience?
Reading. Yes, but that was in my secondary school. So I study in an English-speaking college, and I was rubbish at first. I admit that, and I guess it was in Form 3. So I got my first task, which is to share a book reading in front of the whole class. So I did read a book and share with a very brief summary, but teachers I didn't pass, so I have to redid that. So I just tried to write the summary of every chapter. So I write them down, and later on I present to the class. So it was painful, but I guess it was the main cause that pushed me to read more carefully.
Do you like reading novels?
No, I prefer reading something more realistic.
So you'll read magazines or
Yes, but most of the time I read it in Chinese. So the English media that I read most recently are the papers. But I don't think those experience is applicable in real world, in real life, normal life.
So you're a postgraduate student, right? How important is English in your program?
Oh yes, of course. So we are now in Hong Kong. So if you are planning to submit the papers to mainland China, of course, in their presentation they will use Mandarin, Putonghua, and so those quality are not so good, and the audience are mainly very local. So if you want to have a high impact paper published internationally out there, you must speak English. No one can understand any other language except English. So of course you have to listen to them, read their paper very carefully before you ask any question, such that they won't think you are stupid, and they won't either think Hong Kong students are stupid either. So it's pretty important.